much. Excuse me for my English. Dear Mr. President Tsitsikostas, Commissioner Ferreira, dear colleagues, thank you for the initiative of organizing a political event with a representative from local and regional governments on the occasion of Europe's Day and under such particular circumstances. We are going through a tragedy, loss of lives, losses of jobs, pain not to be able to be close to our relatives, family and friends. I have witnessed firsthand the efforts and sacrifice of our doctors, nurses, police officers, waste collectors, civil servants, volunteers and countless others in the struggle to protect to our citizens from the virus and continue to serve their community. But amid this turmoil, we must show collective resilience, and that means we need to think of the society of tomorrow and of the Europe of tomorrow. The response of the European Union to this crisis has shown the way. We need European solidarity between countries, but also, and it has been demonstrated, between regions and cities. Which of the European Union policy could be more representative of this solidarity than the cohesion policy? Which can better address the asymmetrical shocks of this crisis than a policy that is place-based and with concrete impacts for citizens than the cohesion policy? The CMR has been one of the founding members of the Cohesion Alliance. This is because we strongly believe cohesion policy has already demonstrated and will continue to demonstrate its relevance and usefulness for European territories and citizens. Actually, cohesion policy may today be more relevant than ever before. The coronavirus has spread differently in different territories and exacerbated vulnerabilities of territories. Local and regional governments are harshly impacted by this crisis. They need to increase their support to citizens as much while their revenues will be seriously impacted. In this context, support from the European Union is not a luxury. It will be vital. We urge member states to agree before the end of this year on a EU budget post-2020 that meets the challenging we are facing and with a cohesion policy strong enough to answer our needs for a mid to long-term sustainable recovery. Even as we continue to fight every day to save lives, we already need to jumpstart the recovery and think about how our society should emerge from this crisis. Now, more than ever, we need to reinvest in the economy for the cities, municipalities, and regions that have suffered from the lockdown. We need to redesign our territories to make them resilient and innovative. This can only be done through cohesion policy and funding. European cohesion policy will be needed as a foundation to rebuild the economy, to foster sustainability and strengthen territorial and social cohesion within the Union. It will be particularly important that the social and economic impact of this crisis be fully taken into account for the implementation of cohesion policy post-2020. Beyond the immediate relief that the European Commission has proposed with the Coronavirus Response Investment Initiative, cohesion policy will have to support a longer-term development perspective. It will also help transform our society in line with the sustainable development goals and in line with the Green New Deal that the European Commission President presented. In the coming winter month, we urge the European Commission to stay in close contact with us, representatives of local and regional governments, so that we can relay the concrete needs and challenges we are facing and think together of the best path towards recovery. The cohesion policy was at the heart of the EU response to the economic crisis of 2008. It will now require even more funding to be up to the challenge ahead but member states must understand that a strong EU budget is not a cost. It's a chance for all of us, for our territories and citizens to become more resilient. This is also an opportunity to show the added value of Europe and its concrete benefit for European citizens. Happy Europe Day to all of you. Thank you very much.